Boker Tov, Rabotai. It is the 27th day of the Omer Erev Shabbos. We are continuing the Mishnah Yomi in the third perek of Shvi'it. We've been discussing in this perek activities done on the Shemitah year itself that might look like avodah, might look like forbidden labors, unless they're done with some sort of shinui or some sort of heker, a way that people know that you're not stacking dung, for instance, on the field to fertilize, but merely for storage. Now the fifth Mishnah reads, Lo yiftah adam mahtsev. A man may not open up a quarry originally in his field on the Shemitah year. What he's going to be doing, according to the Bartanura, is removing a lot of dirt from an area and then ripping stones out of the ground. So this looks a lot like preparing the ground for planting or evening it up, and they'd have to remove stones before plowing. Famously, Hebron is called a very rocky area. The Rashi brings a medrash about it, and that's considered the rockiest area of Eretz Yisrael. So most of Eretz Yisrael is relatively less rocky, but did have Avanei HaBarzel in the brachot that Hashem gives us, that we do have nice hard stones in Eretz Yisrael. So we have the soft dirt and the hard stones, Baruch Hashem. So the Mishnah qualifies, what does it mean if you already have the quarry started? So to have a quarry begun, Ad Shiyu Bo Shalosh Morbiot, you need to have three square blocks, shehen, that each of these square blocks are shalosh al shalosh al rum shalosh, are 3 by 3 by 3 amot. These are very large blocks of stone, and these ones are already exposed. Shiuran, and the size of these stones in total, so the total size of stones is esrim visheva avanim. That's the total number of stones, excuse me. So you have 27 stones total in three sections of 3 by 3. So each stone itself is 3 amot by 1 by 1, which is about the same size of a person. We say for chilchot of mikvaot, we estimate a person, at least up to the shoulder, is 3 amot tall and takes up about 1 by 1 amot in the width and the depth, which is why the minimum mikvah is 3 amot tall by 1 by 1. So these stones are the same size. These are humongous stones. These are very large, very heavy stones. So if he has 27 of them worth exposed, like three blocks of these things exposed, then he's already started his quarry, and there's no harm in continuing to expose stones and remove them on Shemitah itself. Mishnah Vav. Gader sheyesh bo eser avonim shemasu yishnayim shnayim. A fence that has 10 or more stones, and these stones are carried 2 by 2, meaning you need 2 men to carry each stone. So these are sizable stones. These are not one-man stones. But so these are 2-man stones, reminding us of the Pirkei Avos that we're studying. Tovim shnayim min echad. 2 is better than 1, because the second man can help you pick up things that are even heavier. It can pick you up. It can pick you up and can pick up your stones too. You could take these stones. So what's going on is, if you're just clearing stones off of your land, it looks like you're clearing for the needs of agricultural work, of plowing or planting. But here he wants to use these stones to build something, to build a fence somewhere else, for his animals perhaps, or to build a barn, or to build something he can build on the Shemitah year. Shir Goder, the size of a fence, Asara Tefachim, is 10 tefachim tall. This is also the famous goder for the roof, is minimum 10 tefachim, pachot miken. If it's shorter than this, machtsev. So it's kind of a quarry. It has the din of a quarry, of an exposed stack of stones in his field, like we talked about in Mishnah Hay. Gomim ad pachot me'aretz tefach. And you can go down to within a tefach of the ground. So you leave some of the stones there in the fence. So it appears to me that these stones are sort of horizontal mostly, and kind of stacked one to another to make a fence. And so he's leaving the bottom few stones there as a tefach to show you that he's not really trying to clear the ground for the plowing and planting. He's just taking stones. But may the varim mori, the Mishnah continues, mitoch shalo. That's when you are clearing your own field. Aval mitoch shachavero, mashu rotza yitzel. But in your friend's field, a different man's field, you take what you need to take. Now we're not talking about he's stealing the stones. Obviously he has permission. He's going to his friend's field with permission to take stones because he wants to build an addition to his house, for instance. So he pays him, or he gets permission, whatever it is. So since it's not his field, it doesn't look like he's clearing his own field to prepare for agriculture. When are these words said? This is when you haven't started removing stones, Erev Shvis. This applies to the quarry as well. We mentioned in the last Mishnah. Volume Hidchil Boom Erev Shvis. If you'd already started removing stones, Mashu Rotze Notel. You could take all the stones because it's apparent you need them for construction. Shkoyach Rabbeinu Yitzchak Shabbos.